This is the EWN Podcast Network.
Because you know it's all about that brand, about that brand, no trouble. It's all about that brand, about that brand, no trouble. It's all about that brand, no trouble. It's all about that brand, about that brand.
Welcome to the All About That Brand podcast with Grace Lanning. Grace is a certified personal branding strategist coaching business leaders on how to tell a compelling story about who they really are on and offline. Join me in welcoming Grace Lanning.
Happy Friday, everyone, and welcome to the All About That Brand podcast. I'm Grace Lanning, and today we're going to get a chance to interview Jennifer Alonso. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Grace. How are you?
I am awesome. Thanks for being here with us today.
Thanks for inviting me.
You bet. You bet. I was riveted when I was reading through the details of a recent program that you put together for the Alonso Group at Keller Williams Luxury Homes International. So tell us a little bit about you and about your real estate firm.
Absolutely. So after leading successful careers in global finance, that is my husband, and international marketing myself, and being longtime real estate investors and living, studying and working really many places around the world, my husband and I, who are multicultural and multilingual, chose to serve the distinct real estate needs of our local and global high-end clients here in Austin, Texas. We are very proud to hold the Certified Luxury Home Marketing Specialist, and that denotes knowledge, experience, and unique skills to meet the needs of affluent buyers and sellers. And we are really happy to be here with you today and share our story about our next wonderful project.
Wonderful. So I love that you see real estate as an opportunity to brand and also individually brand these stunning properties, and not just an individual home necessarily, but it might be, you know, a large resort kind of property. It could be many different things, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So in regard to All About That Brand is our podcast, I love to ask our guests some specific questions. And my first one is, when did you discover that the concept of personal branding? Did you differentiate that?
Absolutely. I had a chance to attend a very nice program in the early 2000s, and it was all about personal branding and your leadership style. So I did a lot of studies about what my personality was like, because I think one of the most important things is that you sound authentic, not only what your strengths, identifying your strengths, but that you keep true to them, you follow through, and you are authentic out in the marketplace.
Totally agree. In fact, I think social media has pulled authenticity out of each of us. Even though, you know, I personally am not a millennial, my children are actually millennials, but I know that in order for me to engage with different generations, with different market entrepreneurs, I need to be exactly what I am.
Absolutely. I think people notice. And I think that if you are who you are, you have a much better possibility of success. And there is this amazing energy that you bring to everything that you do, because it is who you are.
Indeed. It's not for everyone, right? You know, I know that there are people who resonate with me. They want to be at the events that I offer. They want to enjoy the different programs that I roll out. But you know, I'm not for everybody, and that's okay with me. This is an interesting quarter we're coming up to. Everybody's coming back from summer vacation. What's your personal branding plan this quarter?
Well, this quarter, we have a fantastic property that is allowing us to show who we are and what we can do as a branding, a luxury property. And this is an Italian villa that is up for sale here in the Austin market. And that is really going to be our focus for the next few months.
Do you find it challenging?
Oh, everything worthwhile is a challenge. But I feel that building the right team of people to work with is exceptionally important. I have partnered with the best, and we are coming up with a fantastic plan for this property that is also very, very unique.
Got it. So the personal brand in this case is not just for you, but it's also for the individual property that you're working on.
Yes, exactly.
And do you find that rewarding?
I absolutely do. Absolutely do. So our personal brand really precedes us wherever we go, both personally and professionally. It is very rewarding to know it is something we have created and cultivated and helps to set us apart among our clients and stakeholders.
Got it. And go back to yourself. Go back to Jennifer Alonso. What is your key personal branding focus?
Absolutely. So having served as a marketing executive at a Fortune 500 company and earning a master's degree in global business, I have an in-depth understanding about how major corporations market and brand themselves. And I bring that kind of thought and expertise to all of my marketing campaigns.
Talk to me about your personal branding process, particularly for this property. You know, it's unique and you're branding a luxury property for sale. Tell us how that comes together.
Yes, absolutely. So we first talked a lot about who the potential buyer would be. And then we looked at the features and the uniqueness of the property. And then we came up with the idea of naming the property and having a slogan and really connecting all of the different things that the property has to offer and what the lifestyle it is that it offers. So to set it apart from the rest of the real estate that is for sale in the market at this point.
Got it. So you really recreated the magic of the property just by giving it a unique and specific name.
Yes, exactly. And we actually collaborated with the sellers to create the name. We had a process of selecting from over 50 different names that could be a possibility. And since it is an Italian villa, we wanted to keep it Italian name. The name of the villa is Villa Antiquita. In Italian, translates to an estate full of antiquities. And there are over 60 handpicked antiques and antiquities within the house that make it so very special. So it truly is a piece of Tuscany in the Texas Hill Country.
That's wonderful. And it's not completely new to give a property a name, right? So Elvis's Graceland or Frank Lloyd Wright's Falling Water. Sometimes giving it a name really presences the whole experience of the property to, in this case, your buyer.
Absolutely. We want to elicit an emotion and have, you know, this to be able to kick off a full marketing campaign. And we were very excited to come up with that because it is unique. It is very representative of the house itself and all of the antiques within.
So Jennifer, what other activities are you leveraging to get Villa Antiquita as a name in front of your ideal buyer?
Well, absolutely. We created a wonderful website and lots of media for a PR. I think the biggest choice was to do a documentary style video. There are so many wonderful things to talk about this property and the style of the language. When you have antiquities and these precious materials, you have to talk about where they come from, what other artists, were present, like we're going back to the Renaissance in Italy and Florence, that you have to transport the buyer into where these pieces come from, because it creates a story of authenticity of the home, which is, again, very unique for this particular property. And so we did that documentary style video, and then we had a lot of short videos to do on social media. Of course, this is very, very popular these days. And the more the media, the better chance of reporters picking up our news. And we have been having a lot of success with that already.
Wonderful, wonderful. And how did you actually identify the true target buyer for a luxury property like this?
Yes, absolutely. So we looked at the demographics. And in this case, people that typically buy a property like this is over the age of 55 and have an average of $60 million of net worth. And we also look at where those buyers could come from. A lot of them could come from, the U.S., but also international locations. And then we determined where they were getting their news, which social media outlets they were on, the major news sources. And then we outlined the many reasons that this buyer would be interested in buying this property. And really two things stand out here. One, it is It's a legacy property to leave behind. It is very rare in this high growth area to find a property of this scale and characteristics. And it is also a place that can bring the family back together. It is a wonderful place to share with family and friends and host events and be there for fun relaxation. And it is just so many wonderful things that we wanted to make sure to outline those.
Wonderful. So I've heard that it even has a bocce court.
Yes, it has a bocce court, a beautiful, very romantic walled garden, which is one of my favorite features of the house. And it is really perfect for weddings and special events.
Got it. So it was easy to pull this strategy together, right?
It was not easy, very, very exciting.
Good, good. And what about some of the actual specifics? Like, so you came up with the idea, and what was the next, very next thing you ended up doing?
Well, we secured the domain villaantiquita.com, of course, and we built the website. And then we created the slogan, a legacy property for generations to come together. And after that, we filmed several videos of the house, of all of the acreage in the property. And we did our documentary style video, and we identified the different areas in the house because there is a story to be told on every different area of the house. We came up with a blog series that you can see at www.villaantiquita.com and talk about each of these fantastic and unique properties of the house. And then we launched a full court press release with lots of media to share, as I said, to make it easy for the press to pick it up.
Is there any kind of flyer or brochure for the property?
Yes, absolutely there is. We have created a 32-page magazine about the property, and we will be happy. We have an electronic version, and we'll have a print version. And if you go and sign up at villaantiquita.com, and that is villaantiquita.com, you can sign up, and we will send you an electronic brochure, and we would be happy to send you a print brochure as well.
That's wonderful. I'm looking forward to getting it myself. I don't know that I'm a prospective buyer today, but I definitely would love to be.
We'll get to one ASAP.
If people are interested in this property, I'm going to assume that your perfect buyer is listening to this podcast. They want to come to Austin. They want to tour your property. How do they get a hold of you?
Absolutely. You can call me. My number is 512-221-5972. Or you can send me an email at jenjalonso@me.com. And I will be more than happy to give you all of the information that you need or give you a tour of the property.
Jennifer Alonso, thank you for joining me today. What a very sexy campaign that you've put together for this luxurious property. I'm looking forward to potentially having a peek and seeing that bocce court. I look forward to talking with you soon.
Absolutely, Grace. Thank you so much for having me at your podcast, and we would love to have you come over and visit the property.
Wonderful. You have a great day, Jennifer.
Thank you.
If you'd like to learn more about personal branding and download a free ebook to get your first or next personal brand underway, head to allaboutthatbrand.com to learn more. I'm Grace Lanny. You're listening to the All About That Brand podcast, and have a fantastic weekend.
Because you know it's all about that brand, no trouble. It's all about that brand, no trouble. It's all about that brand. No trouble. It's all about that brand, about that brand.
This is the EWN Podcast Network.